Hi there, this is Krista with episode number 66 on the Wag Out Loud podcast. Did you know that human over-the-counter meds are the number one reason for calls to the Animal Poison Control Center? Human-grade pain medications such as aspirin and ibuprofen and products that contain acetaminophen such as Tylenol should not be given to dogs as a way to treat pain. These medications can cause serious health problems in dogs and cost dog parents hundreds or even thousands of dollars in expensive treatments. So the best thing we can do for our dogs is to let our veterinarian do the prescribing of pain meds. Welcome to the Wag Out Loud podcast, where we are obsessed with bringing you helpful tips on canine healthcare, nutrition, and overall well-being. If you'd like to support the show, check out the amazing online events, products, and resources that I personally recommend on the Wag Out Loud website. I'm your host, Krista, and I'm super excited to be bringing you yet another tail wagging episode. Thanks to our sponsor, Canonine CBD Oil for Dogs. It's one of the very few CBD products that I feel confident in recommending, and here's why. It's full spectrum, 100% THC free, and made with all organic, non-GMO, human-grade ingredients. Their certificate of analysis are publicly available. Each batch is third-party tested four times before it ships to you to ensure quality, safety, and potency. And Canonine CBD Oil for Dogs is made right here in the USA, with every purchase providing meal donations to shelter dogs in need. So far, they've been able to feed over 600,000 shelter dogs. What a great program. Check out all of the quality Canonine products and help your dog find relief at canonine.com. And be sure to use the code WAG20 for 20% off plus free shipping. And all that comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Welcome, dog lovers. Today we have Dr. Oscar Chavez, Chief Medical Officer and Founding Executive at Just Food for Dogs, on the show with us again. The daily mission of Just Food for Dogs is to help as many pets as possible live longer, healthier lives through proven, balanced, whole food diets. Dr. Chavez is a veterinarian and a business executive with a progressive career founded upon a solid commitment to pet advocacy, integrity, education, and sound veterinary principles. Dr. Chavez, it's wonderful to have you on the show again.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so good to be back.
Well, if listeners have not listened to the previous episode that Dr. Chavez was on, be sure to check it out, as he shared great information on the evidence-based research on fresh food for dogs. So go back and listen if you haven't already. But today we're going to be learning about feeding pets with health challenges. And I am so glad that we're chatting about this, because it's great to know that there are other options to the prescription diets that we typically find in many veterinary lobbies. And if I had a dog with some health challenges, I would much rather feed fresh food as opposed to the typical kibble prescription diet, and we all know what those are. So I am so thrilled to hear that Just Food for Dogs has convinced many vets to suggest your food to their clients and even sell it in their practices. So I will let you take the floor, Dr. Chavez, on that program.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you for having me back on to talk about the vet support recipes that we have. Yeah, you said it. So over the last 10 years, we have built the brand into the number one vet recommended whole fresh food brand, which is something we confirmed last year with a survey of 15,000 vets across the country, and they decisively chose us as the number one brand. And we've done that by going to the vet conferences, being really involved in education and outreach and research, which I talked about in the previous podcast. So yeah, I finally, to your point, vets are coming around, and it seems kind of crazy that it took this long, but vets they're evidence-based. They have the, I often say we have the burden of being evidence-based, and that sometimes gets in the way of common sense. And so what happens is we need to see the proof before we dive into what intuitively makes a lot of sense, which is a fresh whole food diet is going to be healthier than a processed kibble, for example. But we are having excellent results now. And in fact, you can make the argument that the efficacy of our food and our line of prescription diets has been what has fueled our growth. We've been in business for about 10 years, and up until about 6 months ago, there was no executive in our company with the word marketing in their title. We literally only just hired a chief marketing officer. And that's usually what a pet food company hires first. Mm-hmm. But the reason we didn't feel like we had to was because we were growing slowly and we were growing. And really the food, the quality of the food itself and vets experiencing it and seeing the outcomes on cases they thought were goners, to be honest. And now they bounce back and 2 years later, they're doing great. That, all of that goodwill and sort of, you know, word of mouth has driven our growth to where we are today. And now that we have the ability to reach many more people and veterinarians across the country, and quite frankly, the demand, now we finally hired a marketing team to help us get that messaging consistent and, you know, across the country. But it's a real testament to the quality of the food and the concept.
Yes. And how much nutritional training does the typical person going through vet school get?
It depends on the vet school and it depends on the curriculum. To answer your question in general terms, not very much. For example, I can only speak for myself. I got what I would call pretty good nutritional training, but with respect to formulating foods for livestock. And so, cows and pigs and horses. And it was that information and that training that I then eventually used to essentially balance the 45 or so nutrients that a dog needs. So in other words, when you're working with cattle and you're really only working with a certain number of ingredients, types of hay, et cetera, and you're really looking at only certain macronutrients. But when you're working with dogs, you're breaking it down to all the individual essential nutrients that they need. But yet the methodology is the same. It's just a longer list. And so I personally felt like I got a really good training. It wasn't dog and cat specific, but nutrition in general. And that allowed me to then, with my own self-study and exposure to PhD professors in nutrition, et cetera, that would help me bridge any knowledge gaps, et cetera, I was able to learn what I needed to learn to adapt that to pet nutrition. Now, of course, now today the company works with veterinary nutritionists who go on to study specifically veterinary nutrition as a specialty after vet school for 2 to 3 years and then become board certified. So we have a couple of those that we work with now. But initially in the very early years, it was just me, and the way I was able to do that is through the little bit of training that I got, not specific to this species, but I was able to adapt it. And I'm told, and I went to that school at the University of London, the Royal Vet College in the UK, I'm told that it varies across the US schools, but that the general consensus is that there's not all that much small animal nutrition training, perhaps because they think those that are really interested will go on to get this board certification if they want to.
Right. And I understand that it's the Royal Canin and the Hills that are putting so much money into these programs in vet schools that's one of the reasons why that's what I need to carry in my lobby and these prescription diets, and I don't have any other options. So how do you break through that way of thinking?
Yeah, and it's tough, right? Because for better or for worse, And in some ways it's good, in some ways it's not good. You get the same similar dynamics in human medicine with things like pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. I like to make that parallel, the pharmaceutical to medical. I have a few friends that are human doctors, and when I talk about the kibble industry or the pet food industry, they're so, oh, it's kind of like pharma. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where there is an influence. There's no doubt. I mean, I myself wasn't immune to it. I went to that school in England, and they had the Waltham Center only a few miles, you know, like 40 miles north of my campus. And the Waltham Center, of course, then later became Royal Canin, and they're owned by Mars. And I got free food if I wanted it. I got my few, they came to talk to us. I got the few small animal lectures were from their representatives. And I got free backpacks, and it's like those little things matter. We just got back from a veterinary conference in Vegas, and I walked by the Hills booth, and to call it a booth is kind of an understatement. it was really a massive installation, right? You've got like a one screen where there's a video game, a big screen, like massive, like a theater screen, and you've got a video game that's Hills diet specific, and you've got vets lined up to play this video game. And on the other side, you've got this little theater where, one of their veterinarians is talking about one of their diets. And I'm looking at this, and meanwhile, we have a little 10x10 booth going, this is going to be impossible, right? But yet, slowly and surely, we've been just telling our truth, which is, hey, we're doing what they're doing, but we're using better ingredients. We're applying all the same science they apply. We're using all the same evidence to formulate our recipes. We're just starting with the actual food items as opposed to anything processed.
Makes sense.
And it resonates. It resonates. So a veterinarian will respond to that. And to be honest, to be totally honest, even the veterinarians that are a little bit resistant, they have no choice because their clients are asking for something, right, for an alternative. And so it's almost like we come in, by the time we come in, it's like they can breathe fresh air and go, oh my gosh, thank God you've arrived, because I didn't have an option to offer my clients that I could believe in and that is vet-centric.
Right. And are they carrying just the vet support formulas, or are they carrying the standard recipes as well?
Yeah, so we partner with vets through our veterinary pantry partnership. So it's a store within a store. I talked a little bit about it in our last podcast. But we man it, and the entire line, our daily diets and our vet support diets, everything's available there. And so they carry the whole line, including our veterinary supplements. And we have diets that help treat renal disease. We have diets that help with liver disease, dermatological conditions, GI conditions. We have an excellent diet for dogs that are really, really sick. Maybe they have lymphoma. Maybe they're undergoing chemotherapy, both of which would cause them not to want to eat. And this diet is very high in the things that dogs love most, which is protein and fat, and so they'll eat it when they won't accept anything else. And so we have some really, really incredible testimonials and outcomes that we get daily from veterinarians, pet parents directly, etc., because of these diets. But to answer your question, yes, the whole line, including our regular over-the-counter daily diets, are available at our veterinary pantries.
Okay, good to know. So talk about you have custom feeding plans as well.
Yeah, so we have a total of 14 diets for dogs that are fresh frozen. And then we have one feline recipe with more planned for this year. Our aim is to get one of those diets to work for your pet, right? I mean, that would be the easiest because then it's already made. You pick it up at any one of our locations and you're good to go.
Sure.
But every once in a while, there are dogs or cats, because we do deal with sick cats in our custom formulation service, but there are dogs or cats with either complicated diseases or multiple concurrent diseases or just really tricky, rare, specific illnesses that require a customized, specified approach. And so for those dogs and cats, we will devise a custom recipe just for them, taking into account their medical history, their likes and dislikes, whatever input their veterinarian and their pet parent gives us, then we will make a diet. They have a couple options. We can make it for them, and then they just get quoted the cost of us doing that. Or they can get the recipe, and then we custom compound the nutrient blend, the vitamin mineral mix that they need to balance the diet, and we send that to them, and then they make it at home. So they have both options. To be totally honest, this part of the business is our most effective outcomes. All of those most heartwarming testimonials, the ones that really just have incredible outcomes come from this service, because quite frankly, it's the best thing you can do for the pet if you're just considering them and their needs. And so it's been an excellent part of our business. Sometimes we honestly wonder if we even break even on the business, on that part of the business, because it's not necessarily the most economical way to shop for ingredients just for one dog, right? And so we don't have those economies of scale that we do when we're making larger. We always cook in small batches, but our batches for our regular diets are still a little larger than our custom diets. And so for all those reasons, the custom service is probably not a profitable entity for us. Nevertheless, we're committed to keeping it because of how incredibly successful it is. And we also know that helping dogs is what we're really about. And that helps the brand, which helps us, and people talk about it, and then their friends get on the other diets anyway. So we know that it's a net benefit. It's an excellent service for any dog or cat with specific nutritional needs.
Is a blood panel needed for you guys to see what's going on and formulate from there?
Yeah, usually, but that'll be part of the regular medical history. So it's not like we commission a blood panel. We actually never take over the case. Case remains the person's veterinarian, initial veterinarian, and we communicate with that veterinary office and say, hey, what records would you like us to consider? Mrs. Jones sent in a questionnaire. She wants a custom diet for Fluffy. What do you think we should consider? And then the veterinary office will send us records that they think are relevant. We usually say the last 6 months. When it comes to nutrition and usually dealing with the immediate, not so much, something that happened way back when. And so usually records within the last 6 months, if they had a blood panel within the last 6 months, we can consider that.
Got it. Do a lot of people just start with your free consult if they're not sure?
Yeah, and that's a great way to start. So on our website, under custom diet, there is a button that they can press, and that sends them to the custom diet questionnaire. And that asks all the questions we would ask in a consult, and that goes straight to our nutritionist team. And so our nutritionist and his team will look at that, and he's a veterinarian, will look at that. And only if they determine at that stage that the case truly needs a custom diet, do they call the client to collect the custom formulation fee, which is $250. However, if they look at the case and they go, hey, this doesn't need a custom diet, we think that maybe the venison and squash recipe that we have could help, then we reach out to the veterinarian, we go over the case, we tell them what we think, hey, the venison and squash might work. It's not up to us, it's up to their vet. And then their vet says, yeah, that's great. Then we reach out to the pet parent and tell them, hey, we talked to your doctor. We think that venison and squash would be great. You don't even have to do a custom diet. And there was no fee ever collected for that. So I think it's a great way for folks to get a consult or at least our opinion on what might help their pet.
That's great. Everybody's working together.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I understand, let's go back to the veterinarians, because I'm just so happy you guys are doing this. You're actually offering continuing education events for vets with CE credits.
Yeah, so I can't take credit for all of it. We have a robust team of 14 veterinarians, five of which are full-time. The other ones are sort of around the country, act as consultants. And our full-time veterinarians are flying all around the country doing a combination of conferences, veterinary dinners, where we would have 40 or 50 vets come, we'll feed them and we tell them about fresh whole foods. We'll also do talks at veterinary schools. So we've been to, last count was in the last year, we went to 12 of the 26 veterinary schools in the country. And so, we're still a small company, so it's not like we have this massive team that we could do everything that needs to be done, but we have a pretty good footprint now of getting the word out. And the one, the vet students, that one's really kind of my own sort of, on a personal level, kind of my own goal is to get out to the vet students, because this, the stuff that we're telling them about the standard way that feed is made. So there's two broad categories of food and feed around the world. There is the food that you and I eat, and then there's everything that's been rejected from human food production, and that goes into feed, and that's treated completely differently, but that's what makes it into pet food. There's a lot, you should see these vet students, they're looking at me like, is this real? Is this true? They don't even know this. And you know what? Whether they like it or not, it is true, and guess what? Their future clients, the pet parents that they're going to be working with, they already know this. And so it's really a disservice to these students for not letting them know the truth about the industry. And so we love getting out there and being able to tell them that.
I love it. And what if one of our listeners says, oh, I would love to have Just Food for Dogs in my vet's office. How do they start the ball rolling to have that happen?
Great question. So it has to be a market that we are looking to enter, but since we are expanding nationwide, chances are it will be. So we're looking at Texas, Dallas, Austin, Houston. We're in Chicago already. We're in the New York area, New Jersey. So yeah, if it's any one of these markets, then all they have to do is reach out to us. The standard email is info@justfoodfordogs.com. Let us know who their vet is, and we have a whole team of outreach, veterinary outreach team members that will reach out to that office and introduce ourselves. The other way they can do it is by having their vet contact us. That would take a more sort of progressive veterinarian that's open to these things. You know, in our experience, sometimes vets will initially, not understanding who we are or what we have to offer, they will initially be like, oh, some new diet, you know, because they've been burned by new diets in the past. But we have become masters at winning vets over because we tick all the boxes. They're looking for feeding trials. We've done feeding trials. They're looking for veterinarians and nutritionists. We have veterinarians and nutritionists. They're looking for well-balanced diets that are neither high protein, like all protein or all carbohydrates, but just a well-balanced, we have that. They're looking for grain diets as well as grain-free diets. We have both. And so we really just tick all the boxes for them to the point where by the time they really learn about us, they go, oh my gosh, finally, I have an option.
Right. Does any success story come to mind of a vet that might have suggested your food? Or maybe a dog that benefit from one of your custom meals?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, gosh. We get them daily. absolutely. But there are some that really, really stand out. You know, one of us, the very first dogs that we ever treated, and then the veterinarian, Dr. Julie Stegman, ended up becoming one of our biggest supporters. His name was Charlie. And this was very true, I think, in general for vets would use us early on when we first started. The research hadn't come in yet. It was still in the works. And, you know, you had to be kind of one of those people that just take a leap of faith. And what was true is that they tended to use us as a last resort. Like, oh my gosh, Charlie's not eating anything. He won't eat the commercial kibble that I prescribed. You know, if we don't do anything, he's going to die. So why don't we just try these new guys down the road? They might be onto something, right? Mm-hmm. And then what would happen would be that a year later, a year and a half later, this dog that had 3 months to live is still going strong, that we ended up really winning over those vets, and then now we're their number one choice. And so that happens constantly. But yeah, Charlie was one of the early ones, and he was on his last leg, and he needed a diet for multiple diseases. He had renal disease, he had IBD, IBS, and he just wasn't eating. And we formulated a custom diet for him. And he was one of those where, you know, a year and a half later, and Dr. Stegner wasn't giving him even a couple months to live, he was doing great. He was an older dog, so he ended up passing away anyway, but from something different. And his actual issues that he was referred to us weren't the problem. My own dog, before the dog I have now, I had a golden retriever that lived to be 17 years old. Wow. And he had kidney disease, which is why I put him on the kidney diet that we were formulating at the time. And then he ended up, you know, he had the kidney disease was diagnosed at 13 or 14 years of age. For a golden retriever, I thought I maybe have another year or two left. And he ended up to live to be 17. By the end of his life, he was actually, his kidneys were actually working again. And that's not supposed to happen. It was that process that actually really called to me to join Just Food for Dogs full time. I was teaching at the time, and I was a tenure track professor. I only had one more year before I got tenure, a job for life. And I left that to join Just Food for Dogs because of the effect the food had on Ray, on my dog. Oh,
I love that story. That's awesome.
I know. It's like every one of my dogs, my first dog was Shadow, and she sort of made me become a vet. And then Ray made me join Just Food for Dogs. I'm looking at my new 2-year-old golden, his name is Bruce. Like, what are you going to make me do next?
I love it. You're listening, though. They're telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Dr. Chavez, I want to thank you for being with us today. I knew this was going to happen. We were going to start running out of time. Can you briefly tell everybody about the various supplements that you offer as well?
Yeah, we have an excellent line of veterinary supplements. They're formulated by our veterinary toxicologist, Dr. Texas. The one that if I run out of time, the one I have to tell you about because I just, it's amazing, and I try to get more and more vets to use it.
You're not passionate at all.
it's our calm supplement. So CALM, calm, the word calm. And what it contains is valerian root and passion flower. And the valerian root is actually the plant by which we ended up discovering diazepam or Valium. And so it acts on GABA receptors. And this supplement is a natural supplement, but it's used for things like firework phobia, storm phobia, chronic anxiety, veterinary phobia, either as a treatment by itself or in conjunction with whatever medications they're using. And hopefully with time, you can reduce your reliance on the pharmaceutical medication. And that's an excellent, and that's available on our website at justfoodfordogs.com. And also, I wanted to tell your listeners that in conjunction with this, with the podcast, we have a special coupon code that can use, which is the WAG Out Loud 50. So WOL 50. WOL50 as a coupon code for 50% off.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. That is a deal, everybody. Take advantage. Dr. Chavez, thank you so much to you and your team for everything that you guys do. I love to hear success stories, and you're blazing a trail. You're making a difference. So as you guys do more studies and find out more great information about how to keep our dogs happy and healthy, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, and thank you for helping us get the word out. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Canine. Remember to check out all the quality Canine products and help your dog find relief at canine.com. And be sure to use the code WAG20 for 20% off plus free shipping. You have nothing to lose because it all comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Thanks for listening to the WAG Out Loud podcast. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe for free, and we'd love to hear your comments. You can find out more by visiting wagoutloud.com, and there you'll find great product recommendations, amazing online events, and fantastic resources. That's also where to visit our Bark About It page, where you can suggest topics, guests, or products. Be advised that this show offers health and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You are encouraged to do your own research and should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace, professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your dog's health, you should always consult with a veterinarian or a nutrition expert. Have a tail wagging day. Catch you next time.